This is Akashwani. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees in Jansugda, Odisha. These projects span various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development and rural housing sectors, among others. PM Modi also flagged off Atma Bharat Express between Odisha's Berhampur and Udhna at Surat in Gujarat. In his address, Mr. Modi shared that the central government has recently approved two semiconductor units for Orissa and a semiconductor park will also be constructed in the state, representing a significant step in advancing Orissa's industrial and technological growth. He also launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers established by BSNL, including 92,600 with the latest 4G technology. The Prime Minister said India will become the global hub of telecom technology in the future. The Prime Minister also announced plans to upgrade MKCG Medical College in Berhampur and Vimsar in Birla Sambalpur into world-class super speciality hospitals. Mr. Modi stated that following the introduction of the GST in 2017, the tax burden has been significantly reduced, easing the financial pressure on citizens. GST Budget Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. These reforms are building sustainable relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services, a report.
Under the new GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax cuts aimed at promoting healthcare and boosting investment across key sectors. The GST on gyms and fitness centers has been reduced from 18% to 5%, a move aimed to make a healthy lifestyle more affordable for people. This reduction is also likely to increase gym memberships and enhance the income of gym owners. In addition, the simplified GST structure continues to levy a 5% rate on healthy food items such as milk-based beverages and dry fruits, providing ongoing tax relief for health-conscious middle-class families.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has honoured India's timeless legacy and heroes by building memorials that preserve history, inspire patriotism and connect generations with the spirit of sacrifice. The National War Memorial in New Delhi, in Amritsar renovated Jallianwala Bagh Smarak at Teen Murti Estate, the Pradhan Mantri Sangralai, and other symbols of remembrance. These are not just structures of stone and steel, but living bridges between past and future, honoring sacrifice, celebrating leadership, and reaffirming the timeless values that guide India's journey. Under PM Modi, existing monuments have been revived and newer ones built. India has charged Pakistan with glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about the India-Pakistan conflict. Exercising India's right to reply at the UN General Assembly after Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's address, First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Petal Gehlot blamed Pakistan of being responsible for terrorist attacks on Indian soil. She emphasized on India's right to self-defense. The First Secretary said the Assembly witnessed absurd theatrics this morning from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who once again glorified terrorism, which is central to their foreign policy. Gehlot reiterated that Pakistan's military pleaded for a cessation of fighting during Operation Sindoor. She asserted that there is no room for any third party to intervene in issues between New Delhi and Islamabad. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Market Mantra, today at 6:30 p.m., we will be discussing about next-gen GST reforms. We would be joined by officials from Finance Ministry and an economic analyst. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts GST-related queries. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-237-17117 and 011-233-14444 6:30 p.m. onwards today. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890-94044. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will inaugurate the fourth edition of the Kotalya Economic Conclave in New Delhi on the 3rd of next month. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.